we want to ensure that every pregnancy is wanted, meaning we promote issues of family planning, ensure the services available, and the supplies are always available whenever they're needed. Our other area of work is to ensure that every childbirth is safe. And we know in South Sudan, about 2,054 mothers die as a result of pregnancy or delivery-related complications out of every 100,000 births. So we focus on ensuring that their well-trained and equipped midwives would be able to attend every mother. We also ensure that the equipment, the supplies that are needed for essential care for pregnant mothers is available. And also the kind of emergency obstetric care in case of surgery, in case of an obstructed labor, are also available by training professional gynecologists, anesthetists being funded in outside universities, come back to ensure that emergency care works and deliver support to stillbirth attendants.
What, in your view, have been the key milestone from your organization here in South Sudan over the past 4 years, let's say?
I think for me there are exciting stories coming out of South Sudan. Of course, we have some of the constraints occasioned by the situation of a conflict and a challenge that is affecting delivery of our services. But to me, when I hear the stories from the field, we hear a story, for example, of a woman who was caught in crossfire recently, got wounded, fled from a village in the Unity State, and upon reaching one of the protection civilian sites camp in Bentiu, our volunteers immediately came to her rescue, managed through her pregnancy, and she delivered 3 healthy babies at the end of it. So 3 lives were saved just by the single work of midwives who could pay attention and provide for this. We also know when we started our program way back 2012, there are only 10 qualified midwives in the whole of South Sudan. And that explains partly the large number of maternal deaths. Today, we are proud to say more than 300 midwives have been trained and are deployed to provide skilled attendance. Of course, the need is huge, and we need to continue investing in this area.
Great. As you did mention, to do more in this country, can you tell us what are your hopes and dreams for South Sudan?
As one of the UN family members, UNFPA hopes and dreams of a peaceful South Sudan as a foundation for any meaningful provision of service and development in this country that leaves no one behind, whether those in the camp, those in the rural areas, those in the urban areas, those young, those old. But as an agency, we dream of a South Sudan where every pregnancy will be wanted, where every childbirth is safe and will be attended to by a midwife, and where every young person's potential is fulfilled, mm-hmm. and government invests in their quality of education health so that they contribute to development of this country.